From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A Southwest Florida research company developed medication to combat Zika. The pill is meant to treat people who have already contracted the mosquito-borne virus. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports.
Joshua Costin has worked on mosquito-borne viruses like dengue fever since 2005. He says he helped create two patented dengue medications. Now, Costin is a researcher with Herbal Science Group in Bonita Springs. He and his team crafted an anti-Zika drug that works like this. The virus has one major viral protein. The medication binds to that protein and stops it from entering people's cells.
And if it can't enter cells, it can't infect them, it can't replicate, can't make new viruses. And so you stop the whole infection cycle.
Costin and his team contracted the nonprofit center Southern Research Institute to test the pill's effectiveness in a lab, and he says it worked well. Costin says he and his colleagues always knew the Zika virus would come to Florida because the Aedes aegypti mosquito that carries the virus lives in the state. But he says there's another reason he's trying to combat Zika.
I'm from Naples. I grew up here. I have a family here. So I have a very vested interest in wanting to protect myself, my family, from these kinds of viruses.
Zika is known to cause birth defects in unborn fetuses of pregnant women who get the virus. And Costin says they need more testing to figure out how their drug will affect pregnant women. Herbal Science Group hopes to start human clinical trials of its pill around April of 2017. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it has not approved any Zika medications or vaccines yet and says it cannot talk about any other developing products right now. But Joshua Costin says the race is on in the science community to find a Zika virus solution. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.